Grace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the 11th of September. It's September 11th, 2016 today. It's been 15 years since that fateful Tuesday morning that changed our lives forever. I was in the fourth grade at the time. I remember getting to school, and I had a classmate come up to me and ask if I had heard the news. I said I didn't, and they pointed me to the TV in the back of the classroom, the news showing smoke billowing out of the Twin Towers. I'm sure each and every one of you that was alive at that point and has recollection of that event could tell me exactly where you were when you heard the news, where you were when you saw the towers go down. In the years to follow, we heard stories and we watched documentaries of people that went into the tower, that found people and got them out to safety. We also heard stories of emergency personnel, EMTs, NYPD officers, firefighters, and civilians, and many more that went steadfastly into the burning buildings to seek those that needed help and aid, knowing that in all of it, this might be their last full measure of devotion that they would give to save another human life. They were brave men and women. In our gospel lesson for this morning, we see that Jesus is doing something that is against the social norm of the day, and it was shocking to those around him. The tax collectors and sinners were all approaching him, and he wasn't turning them away. The Pharisees and the scribes took note of this, and they grumbled about Jesus and said, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." It can become all too easy when we view others to make judgment calls against them. There's that one particular man on the street corner. That man is a drug dealer. You and I don't want to associate with people like that because it would tarnish the reputations that we've worked so hard to build up. We work to build a false sense of pride in our own actions to build ourselves up. We tell ourselves that we are better than someone else because we don't do that one particular sin that they do. We look at those in our prison system with an upturned nose, thinking, "I'm not in their situation, so I must be better than they are." But then we look at our own lives. There are times that we are pulled away from the flock of God. We each have that one sin that tempts us the most, and we run after it. And before we know it, we're all by ourselves, on our own, and we don't know where we are. We work to get back to the flock. We figure if we can just curb that one particular sin, then we'll find our way back. We don't want anyone to know that we're lost. We don't want anyone to come and seek and save us. We want to figure it out on our own. We don't want anyone else to know the ways that we've failed, especially God. We see ourselves as not needing to be saved. I remember years ago, and I'm sure many of you can identify with this as well, when you were young children or with your own children and grandchildren, you're at an amusement park or a large shopping mall or Walmart, for instance, and you're walking down the aisle and you look down one direction, and when you look back, the rest of your family is nowhere to be seen. And fear creeps in. You don't know where your family is. And as you got older, there was still fear when you were separated from your family. But then there's also embarrassment. You don't want anyone else to know that you got lost. So you figure, I'll make my way back by myself, and then they won't have to come and find me. It will spare the embarrassment and spare the fear. We think we can do it on our own, but we can't. As those brave men and women rushed into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon that fateful day 15 years ago, they went for the sake of finding the lost. They went to find the lost and in need. They went to find those in danger and to save. They went headstrong into the deteriorating buildings that were unstable and unsafe. Unsafe and unstable. Christ came into this world to seek out the lost, the downcast, and those in need of saving. He came into this world which is filled with sin. This world, though created to be perfect, it deteriorates around us as a result of sin. Sin has its effects on our lives, both in what we do and what is done to us. Christ came into this world knowing that he would give his life for you and for me to reconcile us to God. Oftentimes we forget that we were not always part of the flock. God sought us out. We are called by God. We are safe as the shepherd seeks out the lost sheep. We were sought, we were gathered, and we were brought. And so now, what are we called to do? Our theme for the next year is immeasurably more. Christ did immeasurably more for us than we could ever need or want. As Christians, we are called to do immeasurably more because through his life, death, and resurrection, we are able to do immeasurably more. So what does this look like exactly? When you go to the store, you greet the greeter before they can even greet you, and you ask how their day is going. I've done it before, it surprises them, and it makes their day. Or perhaps after you're done shopping, you get up to the cashier and they ask, "Did you find everything okay?" And you respond, "Yes, I did. Thank you." And then you ask how their day is going, how their life has been, in what ways have they been blessed. Or perhaps you're talking with your friends about plans for the weekend, and you ask them, "Would you like to come to church with me on Sunday? I'd love to have you come along." Or perhaps your meal out to eat with your family, before you dig in, you bow your heads and have a word of prayer, thanking God for the things that he has given to you. These are some ways that we can bear Christ's love to others who has done immeasurably more for us. We are called to go out and seek the lost sheep in the world. We are called to go to where the people are that need to hear the word of God preached to them. We can, with Jesus, repent for the sinner that repents. We are called to use the gifts and talents that God has given us, with which we are able to do immeasurably more to seek the lost in our community and world. Christ sought you and I out and died on the cross and rose so that we could share his story with others and live with him. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.